The Osgood Files, sponsored by Office Depot, taking care of business, and by RE/MAX. Outstanding agents, outstanding results. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The FDA has approved Plan B, and pro-choice activist Kate Michelman couldn't be happier, and in fact, she says her opponents should be happy too. Except, well, they don't. More after this from Charlie. The Food and Drug Administration has declared that women 18 or older can buy the morning-after pill, nicknamed Plan B, without a prescription. That means if you make a mistake in bed, you go to a drugstore, ask the pharmacist for Plan B, present an ID showing you're at least 18, then make sure the woman involved takes it right away. And then life goes on. Or does it? Because there are still those who say you've just committed infanticide. Jason Jones of Human Life International. He's also worried that even though pharmacists are supposed to check ID, teenagers will find a way around that. And if teenagers find a way around the age restriction and manage to get a hold of Plan B, that would mean that teens having unprotected sex would end up not having unintended pregnancies, just like adults can now avoid having unintended pregnancies. Now, that may not sound like a bad thing, and yet it must be, because Mr. Jones says President Bush is going to be punished for it. Social conservatives feel that Plan B will tempt more unmarried couples to have sex just for the fun of it. And yet, it clearly won't tempt social conservatives who practice abstinence, which means social conservatives are in fact worried about protecting liberals? That must be it. See, I knew the two sides would finally come together. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Friday, August 25th, 2006.